Maladaptive cognitive emotion regulation strategies, including self-blame, rumination, catastrophizing, and blaming others, may place children at increased risk for emotional and behavioral difficulties. Maternal early maladaptive schemas and parenting styles are family-related factors that may be associated with these strategies. This cross-sectional correlational study was conducted among 181 girls aged 9-11 years and their mothers in the second educational district of Kerman, Iran. Participants were recruited from 5 elementary schools using multistage cluster sampling. The girls completed the cognitive emotion regulation questionnaire, and mothers completed Young's early maladaptive schema questionnaire and Bormann's parenting style questionnaire. Maladaptive cognitive emotion regulation was calculated as the sum of the CERQ maladaptive subscales, self-blame, rumination, catastrophizing, and blaming others. Data were analyzed using Pearson correlation and exploratory simultaneous multiple regression in SPSS version 26. Maladaptive cognitive emotion regulation was positively correlated with all maternal early maladaptive schemas and with authoritarian and permissive parenting styles, and it was negatively correlated with authoritative parenting. The simultaneous regression model was statistically significant, F21:159=34.04, P0.001, R=0.904, R2=0.818, adjusted R2=0.794. Variables with significant positive independent associations were mistrust slash abuse, defectiveness slash shame, failure, dependence slash incompetence, vulnerability to harm or illness, subjugation, negativity slash pessimism, punitiveness, authoritarian parenting, and permissive parenting. Authoritative parenting showed a significant negative independent association. The findings suggest that girls' maladaptive cognitive emotion regulation strategies are associated with both mothers' cognitive emotional schema patterns and maternal parenting styles. Because of the cross-sectional design, school-clustered sampling, lack of covariate adjustment, and relatively large number of predictors, the findings should be interpreted as exploratory associations rather than causal or definitive predictive evidence.